Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we listen to some music from a new movie about musician Bob Dylan and answer a listener's question about an American civil rights leader whose life and work we celebrate this time each year. Our VOA listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Nguyen Tan Duc asks about American civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and his family. Each year, Americans celebrate Martin Luther King's life and work on the Monday closest to his birthday. That is January 21st this year. Schools and government offices are closed. Cities and towns hold special ceremonies to honor him. Martin Luther King, Jr. was born on January 15, 1929, in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. His father was a minister of a Christian Baptist church. At that time, laws in the American South separated black people and white people. African Americans attended separate schools and lived in separate areas. They did not have the same civil rights as white people. Martin attended Morehouse College in Atlanta. He studied the ideas of India's spiritual leader Mahatma Gandhi. He also studied the American philosopher Henry David Thoreau. Both Gandhi and Thoreau urged people to disobey unjust laws without using violence. Martin Luther King wanted to spread these ideas about peaceful protest. He became a Baptist minister like his father. He married Coretta Scott in 1953. They had four children: Yolanda, Martin Luther III, Dexter, and Bernice. The Kings were living in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. A black woman refused to leave a seat on a bus that was saved for white people. Rosa Parks was arrested. Reverend King organized a peaceful protest against the bus system. The United States Supreme Court later ruled it was illegal to separate the races on buses. Groups formed to protest racial separation. Martin Luther King became the leader of the struggle. He led many peaceful demonstrations across the country. Reverend King received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was shot and killed 4 years later while visiting Memphis, Tennessee. Coretta Scott King started the King Center in Atlanta in 1968 to continue his work. She died in 2006. You can learn more about the life and work of Martin Luther King, Jr. Listen to the two-part special English program, People in America, on January 20th and 27th.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
I'm Not There is a new movie about musician Bob Dylan. Todd Haynes directed the movie. He uses six different actors and several different film styles to show the life, work, and cultural importance of Bob Dylan. Pat Bodner tells about the movie and plays some of its music.
Bob Dylan wrote all 33 songs on the album of music from I'm Not There. All but one of the songs are performed by other musicians. Critics say Bob Dylan's songs are so rich and complex that they welcome new versions by other artists. Many of the songs are from Dylan's early career and are the most well-known. For example, this one, The Times They Are A-Changin', performed by Mason Jennings.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing.
In the movie I'm Not There, six actors play versions of Bob Dylan at different times of his life, but none of them is called Bob Dylan in the movie. One of the actors is Kate Blanchett, an Australian woman. She portrays a rebellious musician during the 1960s. She is the only character in the movie who looks and sounds like the real Bob Dylan. Marcus Carl Franklin plays an 11-year-old African-American boy named Woody Guthrie. The real Woody Guthrie was a strong influence on Dylan when he began performing folk songs in the early 1960s. Here, Marcus Carl Franklin sings When the Ship Comes In.
Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in. And the sea will split and the ships will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaken, and the tide will pound and the waves will sound, and the morning will be a breaking. The fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be a smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as they're spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean.
Another of Bob Dylan's famous early songs is Highway 61 Revisited. Karen O and the Million Dollar Bashers perform the song.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill his son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, out on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no credit.
say the best songs on I'm Not There are the ones where the artists seem to be having a great time being Bob Dylan. Here is an example. Cat Power singing Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl.
There shows changes in Bob Dylan's life and career. However, some of the versions of Dylan in the movie are not musicians. One character is a poet, one is a movie star, one is a religious preacher, and one is a citizen of a town in America's Old West long ago. The movie is sometimes confusing, but the music on the CD is always entertaining. This song is one of our favorites. Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova sing You Ain't Going Nowhere.
Clouds so swift, the rain's pouring in. We're gonna see a movie called Gone Get Thin. Pack up your money, put up your temper, Gwen. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down to the easy chair? Genghis Khan and his brother Don, they could not keep from keeping on. We'll cross that bridge after it's gone, after we have passed it, yeah. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair?
The real Bob Dylan performs the last song on the album. He recorded it with the band in 1967, but it had never before been released. We leave you with I'm Not There.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Shelley Gullist and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.